Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John 12, 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. There were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Asankronwa Yohanin Sampetra.
Na hela fuo bi wona oba so be so fashion na sinimu. Ena oba Philip ifi be said the Galilean no chain no be catch ne so ru a. Ye pese ye hunu Yesu. Ena oba Philip ifi be said the Galilean no chain no be catch ne so ru a. Ye pese ye hunu Yesu.
Wili sanka ne bi.
Na
hela fuo bi oha.
Oba sorry be sorry fashion na sinimu.
Oba o sorry ye wo afunti ni. Oba o sorry ye wo fashion na sinimu. Fashion no. O sorry ye wo. Tieni there is worship within the feast. It's a feast, but there is worship in it. So many Christians are addicted to the feast and have ignored the worship. Me a Christian, me a Christian, 15 years. You were women class, you were singing my your Christ little band. Then you started. Where you say, Una, and fast will be any so. Because a fashion, you know, or sorry, you are. One that will buy Philip will free Bethsaida and walk Galilee and in Chamber Catcher and say, and now fashion in Tinia by. Was sorry animal, you perceive who is Muntini Yatisa, Yasia Tinquano, or ha Yatia and Kenya Masurina and Kiebeba. If we grease it all, you see away a bosom, yasum, you were a sumpu phobia, yasum, but Yatisa. And Kwamo dono ewa fashion asena. Yafa we taking advantage of Osoriano ewa fashion asen. Epesi yuhunu yasi ya jimkano. Tiani ubine tun safrosi eko Bible study me enko. Aba be true a fashion as but Osoriano what to say? Huh? Ni woman kwanse nche ni yofono wababi. A fashion as bad war sorry in him until you go after sorry. This is how your Christianity must be. Matisa sorry no more worship here. Depa, I mean, they do powerful worship. At least when we instruments here come out, we must sound in the mood. At this air condition, Matisa light a hoff. Matisa, but in your lunti, now bye. I sorry, me a good. But didn't mean you. Christ or no? No one know what I saw the what? I didn't quite hear, bro. T. Hey, you watch here. Watch here, what I did. Pachamontana sound brassy. I see me pray. Hey, you watch here. Watch here, what I did. And you're super, a super. Concrentin as you will be a wah. Homeless and me and Cobus. A super on the edge and I said, yeah, a super no account. Quadia. TNA. Wobia yabone su nyamieja nyamioba nyamiongrugru ni seni pano na kuma wade tuwe wadi yesu owongwa owodangwa muntie niye winye preachi nwa yadepe visa nipi winye tunu kristo nwa visa beba bepewe cheda kwa hii minima samu ameka. You wouldn't need to go to any interview. You don't have to fill any form. We will take just your passport away from you and return it with a visa. You won't fill any form. No bank statements, nothing. Photocopies is out. Just their passport. They take it away and then they present it to the embassy without any form. And it comes back with a visa in it. 10 years. 20 years, indefinite, just like that. Tia, a brand here ya wo shia na kwemu wo, a pamu se takura de kwemu hui. Se enenyu mrei, ni bananka, wateha, nyamiya mana babak, nwateha na msa, anajui baye baye ye beka visa huansa. Mijuiza, wadi ya bufuone beso wadi ya kufi. Because Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. I am in Christ, but he has promised in his word that all things that pertains to life and godliness, he has already supplied it to me. My job is to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. This is my job. Don't chase the thing. The goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days, not some of the days. I don't know why you have left this and you are chasing the things. And you have your own prophets who are telling you, "Munya kofi drone mum preaching in se unu nu amukekano." Na mumra me chasing things, and you believe it, and you are chasing the things. You know, some of the people tell a young lady, "Say, oh dear, mum pe ubi nene ngoba akumi enubi namu dear." Muni kofi drone preaching, and she said, "Krung krung ye, krung krung ye, krung krung ye." Yeah, baby, adi mube kusi. Tia, and Ada is the first thing. Yes, warning ye. First thing, and that was exactly what Jesus wanted to say, because you know it is the first sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. All over the place, isn't it sad? And serious preaching, it has no biblical basic, you know, apologetic roots. It does not defend the gospel, but it seeks to exploit and extort. Because that is not what he said, wasn't it? These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. Dear, to be said that if you are not casting any devils out, oh ma, what to no kure na chene? We did na deji. Papa mba esemede me oyu iba muheshidaso. Ongrungru otu umono edi ajuma no e. I'm asking a basic truth. Holy Ghost no our two umono ajuma ni sing. We are empowering people to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Dear. And to make it to heaven as proud children of God. Not people are done in mortar for. Let me ask a basic question in this service tonight. How many people are very sure they will make it to heaven? I will tell you, over 50% of the people sitting here are not sure. You should see, I'm telling you. Therefore, even the strength of conviction, we don't have it. They were telling me of a service that came up. These are committed people who serve in the house of God. A guest minister came and preached a very simple message. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Simple message. And then he made an altar call. And 60% of the so-called committed church come to the front and said, "Lord, forgive us. And we repent. We want to accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior." The question is then becomes, before that preacher came, those people say, "Yes, Subayanka, fine, we'll meet you." Woman in them, but woman, yes, you are. And yes, woman, yes, you are. Woman could be. Woman, bam! And quite your part. Woman, they don't have life eternal. It's not the church you attend, whether Pentecost, Apostolic, CAC, Roman, Presby, whatever. That church will not save you. It doesn't matter what they do there. Alabaster will not save you. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, forget about it. You can be here, you can clean this church, you can give us money, you can do anything you want. But if you don't have a personal, the thing is personal. Romans 14:12. Read it to me. It's personal. The Lord doesn't know any group. One of the things that I think about is that me and my wife will be judged separately. As a matter of fact, we will die separately. And you say, me dreaming where I am, I will hope I am. I see a back up. We'll be on one, don't be on one, or so when you see me, we'll be on that other part of the world or the other world. And I'll be on a side, and a young corner, a young quantum crack, quantum crack. If you cry, no more, 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 a beer back, what? A beer, ya no, no. Send me a mina hey. Ninki can we debia ke kemwa? Abrafuniti baby, so why is he shouting? Se catch on so much when he see a sea of any tree. Ninki can we net? Sila, there was him in Nimu. Hey! A dear Bregonie! Ha! Really kind.
So then, every one of us.
So then! Everyone, he uses the word one of us,
shall give account of himself to God.
You will give account of yourself to God.
Let us not therefore judge one another anymore.
So then everyone, he uses the word one by one, will give an account of yourself unto God. These are some of the things that really have to guide you in this year, 2019. I'm telling you, you are going to give an account of yourself. Everything you have done in this life. Everything from your childhood till now, till the day that Jesus comes, till the day that you will stand before the throne of judgment. Everyone! When you knew, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Hare Krishna, anything, Confucianist, what's the other one? Atheist. They don't believe in anything. They will know there is somebody and somewhere, heaven and hell, judgment and rapture waiting for us. Do you know? Now you're careful when you know. Adiana, emu aye aye. They say, why we here? But you say, wo sum ya miya ma basakra man keten keten no. Tye suban keten keten. Ibe uefu. Munya careful. Suban keten 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 keten. Ungrugra shoma. We are good. Obo tons. Umeska kesi wa sorry. But we move. Sadi ya ketuano. Ebe pepe bi. Boju ma ketu ebi. Ebi tima say namnina. Ma boju ma nempai. Bile. If there is any bile within the meat spectrum, that little bile can destroy the entire meat. Dina yesu kase, si wobi dim ransem dunu naso, na wobu bako sopa, wobu ni naso. Yesu ne kase yu, if anybody obeys all the commandments of God and falters in one, he falters all. Tienye, iti fanse Eric tiye, or ye very good, we tuni mwache, budadiye juma, osumane heaven, obe kwa aba, wumuna, tienye, but, when you are sorry, sika will be here. I don't know what was my cancer matter on the Zuana. Messiah, you're in Fatu, who is in Fatu, want to cry, refuse it. Tianye, when you are sorry, sika will be here. A dao will be your quenya, we are sorry, Nisika. Ne papa, why you know me, I didn't shit away with that. Dianim, Tianye, none of that, because I don't know, Yanyano, what the ya who fed the hour so change. So I don't know, Yanyano, you didn't pay for it. It is free of charge. The grace of God is free. He grants you his grace. But if you trample upon the grace of God, your punishment will be unbearable. And you know, na what kind say, you will nim now, one you know, you're best in the baby. And you know, I can go as be walking, come in here, near the assembly, a canoe hall. You know, Luke chapter 12, verse number 47. Let's read it quickly. Luke 12, verse number 47. The Bible said, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not. That is why I'm telling you, be prepared. Tianye, be prepared. And prepared not himself, neither did according to his will. The thing is about the will of God. So that's why at the Love Talk in the relationship and marriage program, I was always talking to you about the will of God. Don't marry anybody because they look good, they smell good, they drive good, they live in a good house. No. Is it the will of God? Will you read let me hear you. Akwa bia wonim ne niwura be.
No one sees ne ho.
Wonim sir. The Lord is leading you to marry sister A, but because of lust, you are gravitating towards sister B. But you know the will of God is sister A. The Bible says,
"Okay." In other
words, what you see is you want why you said you were pe.
Obeshi ne mapi.
Oso obeshi ne dia.
Obeshi ne mapi.
Emnawo ho. Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse number 30 and 31. Read the word of God.
Senemeja ne mra.
Senemema eja onyame ne mra.
Na onante matemu die mu.
Na wanante natemu die mu.
Se wogu mashade ho fi.
Se wogu mashade ho fi.
Na woni memra.
Na woni memra nsam soa.
Eno de me de aba betwe.
Me de aba betwe. E me betwe o maso. So if he talks about tear, if he talks about it, they will be beaten with many King Abraham of into Psalm 89. May the Abba and a better woman. Who pewoman be a winyamia besi on swa Ghana count. If you are looking for one nation that the wrath of God seriously is rebuking, this country is one of it. And I'm telling our leaders, you better repent from your rot. Mo proye on such an entry. If not, the rod of God will chase you to your graves. And after the grave, you will face his judgment. Muntie and Anno, John the Baptist spoke the truth to Herod and Herodias. Herod had killed his brother and taken his brother's wife. And the only crime of John the Baptist is that he rebuked them in truth by the Spirit of God. Because of that, he was arrested, put in jail, and then Herodias manipulates for the head of Johannes. Tell the daughter, a 16-year-old girl, demonic dance. Because you won't believe that this same Herod that have killed his brother and taken his brother's wife wants the wife's daughter. That is the perversion in our generation. Somebody have killed, murder, taken somebody's wife, adultery, arrested and accused a prophet wrongfully. That is against the 9th commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor is the 9th commandment. And then he flouted the 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, husband, donkey, or anything that belongs to your soul. 4 counts before God. The next one, manipulation, aiding and abetting to kill a prophet of God. 5 counts. And then murdering a prophet of God and giving the head of the prophet to a stupid girl as a prize. That kind of akuma. Third of March, we will bring the rebuke of God to them. They will hear it. As for hearing, they don't have a choice. They will hear it. Now you're the Ghana for more. America for cry. And so on the third year, Bible so can we yami a chain? Can we a pong? Nothing, your baby, or when you meet me a ship away and form, you know, and that kind of a coma, any other war. So everything is about self, selfishness, self centeredness, self aggrandizement, self. I want it. Give me, myself, and I. Self! That is what people enter into relationships with, and it doesn't work. I'm telling you, everything is about them, not about the other person. Self! Everybody who wants to come after me, let him deny himself. Self will have to die. Self will have to be killed. You know. So that is why Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. Listen to the statement. For me to live, it is not me living, but Christ that lives in me. The Son of the living God that lives in me. If I die, I call it gain. It is gain for the righteous to die. So the preacher of Assemblies of God at Community 4 who was murdered, it is gain. It is not a loss. I want to tell his wife, wherever this message will go to her, I want to tell you, mom, it is gain for your husband to leave at the time he left. He had finished the race and fought the good fight of faith, and it is left with the crown of life, which the Father of life will crown him with. Muntia! This generation doesn't want the word of life, the Christ. It doesn't want the bread of life, the bread that comes from heaven, that if every man eat, they will not for hunger, neither will they thirst. They don't want it. And so when you talk like this, you know, they want something else, you know, something that could make them excited and elated and enthused. Something like that. You know, preach and let everybody scream and yell. I know how to preach that. I can preach you until you fall out. But that's not the assignment. The assignment is repent or perish. Period. Repent. Repent. Finish. That is the only way. Yeah. No other way to be in Christ but to trust him, obey him. Obey him. Simple. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Obey. Thou shalt not make a graven image of anything that is in a likeness of heaven or something that is upon the earth or under the earth. Obey. Thou shalt not bow yourself down to them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation. Obey it. Thou shalt not use the name of the Lord thy God or take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For God will not hold guiltless anybody who takes his name in vain. Obey it. Somebody I went to preach in a convention recently was saying, the word is good, it's lovely, it's gracious, powerful. But the word is good, but the only thing left is to be doers of it. Somebody came to church, I think it was the F5 service, the second service on Sunday, and was telling me that I've come from a very far place to see you. I know what to do, but I can't do it. I know everything you are going to say. I know it, but I can't do it. And I'm saying, one thing is the Holy Spirit, when he comes to live in you, there is something called self-control. You don't know that? Something is called self-control. And I'm going to take my time to, you know, because the Bible was originally written in Hebrew. As a matter of fact, in the Hebrew, Aramean language is one prominent language the people always ignore. But in writing the Bible, it was one of the languages prominently. And then Aramean, Hebrew Greek Latin, or Hebrew Greek Aramean Latin, then English. Now, whilst we are doing the translation from all these languages, one of the things that comes into the picture that everybody should understand, you know, as a child of God, to what we are talking about in this place, very, very crucial. Everybody in this place, as we have expostulated the text from day to day, there is one revelation that I want to share this night for everybody to get it plain. I'm going for one revelation. It was will be a Timotheus here. I will quote a scripture. Maybe it will bring a clearer picture to what we are talking about. Say amen. Colossians. Book of Colossians. We'll read Colossians chapter 1 from verse number 21. And then we will jump to chapter 2 and read something from there also. It's Bible study. Take notes. Write, underline, highlight. Let's work. Colossians 1 from verse 21. Etifia semchi or say enkwajia enam Christo Yesu so eba ana enkwajia enam Christo soba. Read English first and then let's read up to verse number 23.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works.
Come on.
Yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
I like that. Read.
If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
King Kenji, no, very quickly. Na yintira, yes, I'm good.
Namoso ang kamoya ohoho.
Tiai! Kanino na yohoho.
Ni am atamfo.
We atamfo!
If
somebody is a sinner, God sees you as any time for an enemy. That is why you don't have to entertain anything sinful and with iniquity in your space, because it can make you lose your salvation. Let me quickly make a clarification that these so-called preachers are teaching the body of Christ, because the first thing that Jesus talked about, his second coming, first sign, ayenada. Be careful that no man deceive you. So he is talking about deception. It's the first sign that Jesus is coming back again. One of these teachings is once saved, forever saved. It's a lie. It's a big lie that came from the pit of hell. Once saved is not forever saved. That is why Jesus said, he that thinketh he standeth should be where least he falls. If once saved, forever saved, that statement will not be there. When you accept Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, you must be careful to maintain good works. Very careful. Let's read the scripture. No, I'm equal to see. Be careful what you think. Bible says, Mark chapter 7, verse number 21. The Bible makes it clearly that that means that a commandwa if the agenano a bit me do nipa adanina metam for Tini. You can pray in tongues, but who are jimboni? Let me teach you how a jimboni starts. For example, somebody comes here with a very lovely Bentley, a nice car, and I said in my mind, car no emfatano, menan kebe fatame. Adrimbonia miss me. This thought only before God can make me lose my salvation. TNM Noka. As well, number one, a covetousness. Number two, a jealousy. One total. Number three, a enviness. Number four, a adrimbonia. Mark chapter 7:21. How he put it there in English.
For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts.
Evil thoughts! We are born again, but you are thinking evil thoughts. So you don't tell me I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I pray in tongues. Allow the Holy Ghost to work on you, especially your thinking. What's in your heart? Akumawi. I'm telling you. Evil thought. I'm going to sit here. I'm looking at Steve and saying, Steve is not playing too well. I could have played better. That thought alone. Tempest. Your redemption. Evil thoughts. And but it's in your mind. Yeah. Sometimes we are even preaching. And whilst we're praying, yes, and you're preaching the dear temple and preaching. But that thought alone. Somebody can look at, that thought is an evil thought. But how can a born-again Christian have that thought? Somebody comes here with his fiance or fiancée, and your eyes are already going mad. Father, kill this lady. Let this guy marry me. Oh, people are in their room, and they say, now we have even gone beyond evil thoughts, and we are praying witchcraft prayers. This is what the daughters of Zion are praying. Evil thoughts! Once, preaching the word of God, we should be teaching the practical things and not the theoretical treaties and all that. Let's preach practical stuff. Connect it to our everyday life. Let it make, that is what we call life application. Let bring it to our life. And tears here. Don't just preach and people jump around, throw money on the altar and say, well, powerful preaching, but evil thoughts are in their minds. Tear! they come and you know, I'm preaching. I said, God, let's work, will turn the situation around and cause streams of living water in a desert place. The Lord will lift up every burden from your head, and you get up with your evil thoughts, with your money in your hand, and drop it here. But before God, your evil thoughts prevent your sacrifice from going up there. Your offering is on the altar, but it's not in the presence of God. Evil thoughts. See, that's why when people complain about aden omo muduku, aden omo shasumade, aden omo ye makeup, mo muduku, mo maboduku, munye makeup, mo shasumade, no whatever, whatever. I'm tadie simona se babro kesiye like this. E shemo mochu. E jamai. Any adwen morning kwan da atadie no awahye no e shaase. Tianie. If you thought now the abuduku at a cherry was on, I can ponning one wood to him. And it will be a one am the baby, what dressing and come come up. I bear at the animal home by the to any panua. Now come and move fine. One taste in Shanwa, I come and with you on the way. Bless are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'm talking to you. It doesn't go anywhere because your mind, your thoughts are evil. Evil thoughts. For example, let me use a practical thing. Let's say this young man, Willie, he's been in this church not too long. How many years now? One. You came to the Jesus celebration. It's almost 1 year now, isn't it? So, 1 year. 1 year. 1 year now, he came to the church. He's gotten an opportunity to serve in the presence of God. He's gotten an opportunity to read the Bible. He's gotten an opportunity, you know, to sing unto the Lord. He's gotten an opportunity to come on television. Gotten an opportunity to be on radio. Wherever our messages go, his face comes into it. Abraham now, Obi might have evil thoughts against this young man. That kind of thought. And I know, you know, that God will judge us according to our thoughts, our heart, our motives. Motives! Motives! I'm telling you. Evil thoughts. Let's say that what's your name? Gideon. Gideon plays the drums. He plays Monopoly because we don't have any drama. He alone has been playing. And then suddenly I meet somebody who is a very skilled drummer and I bring him here. And then instantly this guy will be bitter against the new guy I brought. And then whilst this guy is playing, Gideon is thinking that let this guy collapse, let his leg twist.
Evil thoughts!
So that if his leg twists, he cannot come to church, then I will play.
Evil thoughts!
I have seen so many relationships destroyed in church. They brought their fiancé, introduced them. The next moment, their fiancé was their fiancé.
Hey, a yehu keke.
Had a business partner. The business partner was dealing with me. Suddenly, he's their business partner. This is church. Church. I'm talking about Mama Comfort. Make her sorry you. Me you see a bear. Ready for you see a bear. Sorry. Now you know each other's keeper. I can't agree saying be each other's keeper.
You know that
Jesus said to Peter, you know, I have prayed for you that when you are established, strengthen, or when you are saved, strengthen your brothers. What that simply means that people that are weak and vulnerable and falter, we can be able to uphold them and bring them up and show them the love of God. We didn't come here to be, you know, thinking evil thoughts about each other and all that kind of thing. See, that is why all those prayers are witchcraft prayers.
Die, 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 die.
And they are growing fat around.
Show me only one place in the scriptures that
is documented.
Die, 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 die.
If you are not killing the human being, then the point is this.
spirits don't die. So who are you commanding to die? A spirit does not die. Then the prayer becomes useless. And may I remind you that who saith and it comes to pass when God has not ordered it. So your prayers does not work. It is God who makes it work. It will bless you and honor and help you. Will you can conclude for trust?
Namonso and Kamuya, a whole one at time for Adjuni Femini, Numa Bonnie,
Adjuni Fem, Adjuni Fino, and Nunqua Timmy Pamujanche, and Numa Bonnie.
Afe onamo wo so apata moni ne ntem wo ne honam ni padwamu se ode mu besi ho se nipa kronkron a woni dem ana asem bi ni won ho nanim nanso je se motena gidie mu gina mu fapem no so pintin a mo ma won twemu mfri asempa a moteye a waka no wiase abode nyinaa mu a me Paul maye ho somfo no enida so no ho.
We can go in Colossians chapter 2 verse number 13. Let's go there. Colossians 2:13.
Na mo anka moye awufo mfomso ne mo honam a twetietwa nnimu no. Wa ma mo ne no nkwa bi. Se odom ne mfaso nyina se odom de mfaso nyina cheye. Opepa ye nso nsa ano akyere ai wa ahyede no mu ai tie ye no.
Will it? Can't we bro for no? I want to hear English first.
And you being dead in your sins.
You were dead in your sins.
And the uncircumcision of your flesh.
Two.
Had he quickened together with him.
He has quickened together with him.
Having forgiven you all trespasses.
Three.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against you.
Two.
Which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way. Nailing it to his cross.
Four.
And having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a shew of him of them openly. Triumphing.
I want you
them.
To go back in three because there is something small I want to say, and then we'll come back to that. The first Colossians, if any man is living in sin, number one, or Yehovah, number two, or your town for, number three, or Yehovah, where whoop, dear, so you move from us, where you will where tears, whoop, will you come back from?
But just say, wa mama ne no kwabi se odom dem from so nyina cheyin no opepa yenso insa no chere a ewo ahyade no mu a
you want to see me go back and you know read it down a little
na mo anka mo ye awufo from so ne mo honam a chetie chani mu no wa mama ne ne kwabi se odom dem from so nyina cheyin no opepa yenso insa ano a chere a ewo ahyade no mu a itia yen no na asenuan ho a ode kokobo ye no na ode yi yen frequemu na oro mpanyinie ne tumedie yi won chire pefe di won so nimwo.
All right, read verse 18.
Mama obi emma nkunimbuo no mmomo
eh read
mama obi ma nkunimdie ne mmomo se de oni no pe ahobrasie ne abofo semmu se okranioma a wahunu panmu na ne honam adwene mu no kran kwa
nanso read
nanso enso onso tire no a ne padua nyina firi mu nam toatoa ntoatoa mu no ne ahoma so inya na ade ye baako de nyini nyankopon nyini no.
All right, 20. Enti
samone Kristo enya wu afri wiase fiti asesem ho a ade enti na mode ahyade no tom ho so se de moda so ti wiase.
Hey, my God. That's a barber on the end. Will it sound start to be a verse 20? I want you to underline that verse in your Bible. Read it. You read this verse one 20. And read English as well. Read it.
And it's a money Christo, and you were free. We are seeing 50 as I'm one. I didn't know what they are shedding a tomahawk, so I said, your mother, so TV, I see.
I didn't and will be our for Christo. And that's who you know what's up there. Oh, that's what we ask. Read.
Se insomu enkanche enfa wonsanka.
Hey, my God. Insom enkanche. Read.
Enfa wonsanka.
Ko.
Insuni nyina ya nyoma a wade ye adie.
Ko.
Na esei. Waka ne nipa ahyade ne nchechire famu.
Read.
Ase nyoma yi chire enyame. Enyansasam
ka
wonara one person som ne ahobrasia ne echimoden
read
awo bo woni padua mu de nanso enibuo na emom omee nko ara na ema honame.
Chapter 3 verse 1
enti samanya ne Kristo enya ne a monhwehwe de wo osoro
tie
Verse number
16. Abrabo pa inyina so kan. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
Monchurche na mon kasanchemo.
Me pacho ti nyame asemo aye ko no ko.
Monchurche na mon kasanchemo ho. Nyansa nyinaamu.
Monchurche na mon kasanchiremo ho. Monchurche. Said ye ya na twi. Ye kasachre ho said ye laugh talk no. Ko nyansa nnaamu.
Monfasanku oso dwom.
Ko
ni aye ye.
Ennyom
ne honhom nnyom nto nnyom odeso.
I wish I had the gospel musicians here. I wish your gospel musicians, Ghana, were here. Who knew I'm crying to me? So I'm gonna cry. Such a day, who knew me? When I'm at the hour, and so the Adam Thomas, see, that is why God is going to raise voices that are not known. All the lovely, you know, these days when I go around ministering, like launchings and all that, I see some new breed of people coming up. And it's so sad that all these people have not yet seen that God has replaced them. They still feel they are the Uguntias. They still feel they are the Magagias. They're giving themselves all kinds of names apart from the name they have. The Lord has replaced you. It's just a matter of time. Tell me, these guys are coming at you. Hear voice and presence. And our people have lost presence. I don't want to mention names, but hey, any pub bread this sketchy, I'm at the pub. Any pub bread gospel music, dear, but program, or be charge you 5,000, 8,000. But when you mean sano, every was the hand of God that brought the presence that makes it touch the heart of people. Yes, sir, it's gone. And so, in the next 10 years, all the names you know in gospel musician, except only 7%, the Lord will wipe their names into his. New people will come up and you don't even know where they came from. I'm telling you. Same as pulpits. 72% of the pulpits in this country will be replaced. You will hear new voices. Voices that are not afraid to tell you that giants in Unonerti, they are coming. They are not too much interested about what they can get. Because a command you are more pain. A common problem. Therefore, those people can have the rebuke power and has the anointing to bring the Christ to the heart of a dying world. I'm telling you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to see Jesus. We want to see him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. I want to talk to you. We want to see Jesus, the bread of life. The real Jesus, not another Jesus. Real one. And that is why we must be careful to maintain good works. You know, they keep telling me salvation is not by works. It's true. But judgment is by works. Salvation is free through the blood of Jesus. But once you are in Christ, you will be judged. Whether you are in Christ or not, you will be judged. But judgment will be according to works. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. For the Spirit say yes, they will rest from their labors. And their works will follow them. Works! Works, and you don't want to hear it. Yeah, read in Matthew 16:27. Works, for the Son of Man shall come with his shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to their works. Jesus is saying, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. Works. Be careful to maintain good works. Be careful. Titus chapter 3 verse number 8.
This is a faithful saying.
It is a faithful saying.
And these things I will that thou affirm constantly.
Can you?
This is a faithful saying. And these things I will, that thou affirm constantly.
In other words, he will want us to teach this often in church, and teach it often in the schools, and teach it often when we go to the Jesus rally. Teach it often.
That they which have believed in God.
Anybody that have believed in God through Christ Jesus, you will be careful
to maintain good works.
To maintain good works.
These things are good and profitable unto men.
This is good and profitable to all men. Not to the Christians, not to the Muslims. To all men.
Everybody sitting here, we have too many things in our houses the poor needs. Why don't you become nice? They need your clothes, they need your shoes, which you don't wear. Your clothes have become like a mountain. When you open your wardrobe, it's coming. Why don't you just clear them? There are people who don't have it and need it. Be careful. Maintain good works. You don't do that. You eat, your dogs have eaten everybody, and still we throw it away when people in the area are hungry. Be careful to maintain good works. Don't tell the people at the roadside, we know they are witches. You come to stand by the roadside to beg and all that. The Lord, the blood of Jesus rebuke you. Because of two cities he will give this poor boy, the blood of Jesus rebuke. You think the blood of Jesus does some of your crazy things?
Be careful
to maintain good works. It's clear in the scriptures. This is scriptural in the book of Isaiah. Why do you sit with all these crazy people?
Be careful
to maintain good works. There's another, be careful to maintain good works. There's another one. Same, be careful to maintain good works. Same, be careful to maintain good works. It's in the same Titus, chapter 3, but verse 14. Go to verse 14.
And let ours also learn to maintain good works.
Let ours also learn. That means that good works, you know, you don't just get up and, you know, maintain. You need to learn. Let me use the opportunity. When we talk about in conclusion or in retrospection, listen to me and then we will close. Love your neighbor as yourself. I want to talk to you about love and then I will close the service. The only power or driving force that can help you by the Holy Spirit to maintain good works is the force of love. Hey, if somebody, let's say that Mama Lizzie, for example, that she hates me with passion, but she relates to me hypocritically. She sees me and smiles, but does all kinds of wicked things against me. The only thing that can make me maintain good works with her is to love her. Love her with the love of Christ. Not to pray that die. Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for them. Pray for those who spitefully use you. When we say spitefully use you, bro, come here, me can. And yet, as simple as that, though, some people have used people. May use me. Obi wa no mo awo ni wa da. You say tragu. My last take ya take. That person.
Love them.
You were not expecting it. I have said it. Because it's not a lie. It's the truth. I'm telling you. I met a young actress recently. Very young girl. 39 years old. And the breast sergeant. You can't believe.
Like this. 39 years. By the time you are 70, there must be extension.
Will you back out? Don't ask him. 1 Corinthians 30. Be careful to maintain good works.
Let me say this very quickly. The ministry is so difficult when it comes to the relation of people.
I'm a comfort. I'm telling you. So
there are people that have come here who hurt me, who hurt this ministry, and they thought that this ministry will be collapsed by now and we will be nothing. When we didn't collapse and God is blessing us, elevating us to the world, they turn back and say, forgive us. What will you do? Jesus said, if they turn back to ask for forgiveness, you will forgive a 70 times 7 times.
70 times 7, you're saying. Boom, get a calculator. 70 times 7. Yeah? I want to ask you. Mumu say no obi abepa ocho 400 times. Woni pakro no ade bi oba asmpa ocho wa anchada. Pacho wa misro facha. I beg you, please forgive me. I beg you, please forgive me. None of you. Wo ye pa ocho ba akokraso ompene. Ba akopew. One. Say a good amen. Iti obi katro se Kristo sumwe dinia. Partly is true. Partly. Will you read from verse number 4? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay, let's read from verse number 1.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding
brass.
Wherever
there is charity, put love.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no love.
Though I speak with the tongues of angels and of men and with angels and I have not love.
I am become a sounding brass.
I have become as a sounding brass.
Or
and
a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy.
And even though I have the gift of prophecy.
And understand all mysteries.
And I can understand all mysteries.
And all knowledge. And though I have all faith.
Although I have all faith.
So that I could remove
mountains.
I can
move mountains.
And have not love.
And I don't have love.
I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods.
And even though I render all my wealth.
To feed the poor. And though I give my body to be burned.
And I give my entire body to be burned.
And have not love.
And I don't have love.
It profited me nothing.
He is using a business terminology. It's of no profit.
Love suffered long.
Love. It suffers. Look at the words he's using. You know, sometimes when you love too much, they feel you are a fool. Will recompense them. They don't know that God will repay, for vengeance belongs to them. So your duty is to love. Read.
Love suffereth long.
Okay.
Love is kind.
It's kind.
Love envieth
so
not.
So I turn around and I'm kind to somebody that have been mean to me. That is what the Lord expects from us. Turn around and be kind to somebody who have been very mean to you. The only thing that you need to maintain is that. You need to maintain caution. You hurt me. I have forgiven you. I love you. But I am cautious that I will not allow you to hurt me again. So you know how you're.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.